brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, the last 2 hours I've had Ron Paul on. I've covered the VFWs, being told we're going to register your knives, your rifles, 150, 160-year-old cannons, that old tank out front that's welded to the ground, and the DHS lists the veterans as the number one terror group that Homeland Security set up for. I always told you it was for you. This is a criminal takeover, but it's now happening. We're taking your calls on that. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other issues and financial news. We got Walter Williams, the economist, joining us for the first time ever. That'll be interesting. We Are Change pops in for like 10 minutes. They did a great job confronting General Myers, who was over the 9/11 attacks in NORAD. And I want to just have them pop in about that. And we're going to get a quick at the end of the show from a press conference that just started on the south side of the Capitol against this bill that openly ends the Fourth Amendment in Texas. The government can kidnap your children. No judge, no jury, no order. CPS are God creatures. They have the power of Henry VIII, or they have the power of a medieval pope or something, to just do whatever they want. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go to the calls here. Let's Mark in Minnesota. No, that's Maryland, excuse me, who's a veteran, chiming in on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I am a veteran. I was until this year a proud veteran, but I'm quickly losing my pride with things that are going on. This Obama administration's tearing me up. When you look at the veterans hospital and stuff and the way they've abandoned veterans, you really got to wonder. You know, I saw the article last night about the VFW, and it alarmed me because of what happened back in the 80s with the militia groups and banning any military training with militias. And it did alarm me, so I went to work this morning. And I got a hold of the Washington, D.C. headquarters of VFW, and I talked to this fellow who was very perturbed. His name is Jerry Newberry. I have his phone number. I can give it to you offline if you like.
Hold on. I had a pen in here, and it's been run off with, like everything else. Thank you, sir. Just got thrown a pen. Let me write down these names. It was Jerry Newberry.
Yes, sir. Jerry Newberry. He's public relations, Washington, D.C. He's supposed to be one of the head honchos, public relations. 816-756-3390.
That's a public number?
Yes. Well, that's, yes.
Okay, 816-756-3390, okay.
Right. Now, the official version that he gave to me, it seems that the VFW is going to take the side of the government.
Of course they are. It's going to grovel. If they told veterans groups to turn their firearms in and to throw their kids off cliffs, the leadership of the VFW and all these groups would say, Heil Hitler. Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. I really do. But, first thing, he was very perturbed, and he said he was defending Dan West. He said Dan West, the sergeant, is internal male, and his words were threatening, not the government's words. It was the sergeant's words that were threatening. And he was trying to motivate the post commanders to comply with this.
Motivate them. Oh, it's always all in Texas and Kentucky and California confirmed in the news. It's just base commanders by themselves tell all the troops who live off base to register their private firearms. It's never the feds. It wasn't Obama banning the sale of brass from the military to reloader companies. You know, Obama hadn't introduced all these gun bills to basically ban the Second Amendment. Oh, he didn't call for total gun bans as a state senator. Oh, his attorney general didn't argue for it last year in federal court, a total national gun ban. Oh, no. I mean, these people are sick.
I know, and it gets worse, Alex, because what he says next is alarming because it's so incriminating that it's hard to believe. Now, what?
Stay there. I want to hear when you're talking to who you say as a caller, but I believe you. We'll call and check it, though we haven't confirmed it. Jerry Newberry, Public Relations, D.C., and this is what happens. We break the news thanks to listeners giving us tips. Everybody will run around and find out it's 50 times worse than even I said. We'll find out how bad it is on the other side. Stay there, Mark, then Rob, James, Bill, John, and others. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone, and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hooge always gets it when I'm in here plugging in my wires and getting on air. Does that on purpose in there? I'm just joking. Paul Hartman's a great guy, nicknamed Hooge. Is that because you're a fan of the Hoosiers? Used to live in Indiana, that's right. Well, hell, just living in Indiana will put you on an Al-Qaeda list now. Anything in it, we're all Al-Qaeda. We're all criminals. We're all bad. We're all in deep trouble. We all have to have Homeland Security run our lives. Now, going back to Mark in Maryland, he says he calls the VFW head a Jerry Newberry. In fact, guys, look his name up online right now because I want to call him myself. I mean, I believe you, caller, but I want to check this out for myself, obviously. Talking about Dan West, and you said what he said next concerning, for those that just joined us, the VFW being told by the feds and the BATF, turn your guns in and we're going to come SWAT team, basically, you know, register your guns and so we can take a full inventory of it. Break down what happened next.
Okay, what he said next I found alarming because it was so incriminating, and he said the whole thing boils down to, get this, they are trying to track down weapons that have been lost and turned up at gun shows. And that's their official story from Mr. Newberry at Public Relations VFW headquarters. And I'll tell you something, Alex, these crazy nuts calling veterans terrorists, they're about to draw back a stump.
You don't think the vets will say, I guess I am Al-Qaeda. I guess I didn't know I hit us on 9/11.
I guess the red, white, and blue is Al-Qaeda. Here's my guns. I didn't know I did the attack, but our government couldn't be wrong. Hell, abort the kids. CPS them all. Put fluoride in our water. I'm a terrorist. Do the vets you talk to know that Homeland Security is listing them as the number one threat and training the police and paramilitary youth squads to take them on? Here is the New York Times saying it.
Well, I know a few vets that know about it, but I'll tell you the truth. Most are just totally unconscious.
Drinking heavily.
Just don't know anything about what's going on. And I doubt that this Mr. Newberry knew anything about what was going on. I asked him another thing about the M1. Our local post has been told not to use the M1 that's been modified for blanks. They've been told never to use it anymore, or else it would be confiscated. And I asked him about that, and he refused to comment on it. And, you know, that's the honor guard. Without the M1, there's no honor guard.
Well, you can't have veterans with guns on TV. I mean, have you seen all the news reports about where vets will try to carry their VFW rifles in the 4th of July parade and the cops hit them and hit them hard?
Oh, that's crazy. Jesus. We live in...
Well, it's not if you're a slave master. I mean, America is going to be a Nelly nanny state, but that's only the front. Right behind it's a black mask and an iron fist. And they are going to, I mean, look, the bankers have openly already bankrupted the nation and stolen more money than we could ever pay back. So they know that they're in trouble. You just heard Ron Paul. I mean, we're this close to getting these criminals in jail. Imagine if we just exposed them, had them arrested. We can start back getting our country back. I mean, we have criminals running the nation. Of course they're coming after the guns. But see, this isn't alone. You add this into Homeland Security saying veterans are the number one threat, training local police that vets are going to attack. Here's the New York Times. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in the town near the Mexican border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped in a desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire. A thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and mask affixed. United States Border Patrol, hands up, screams out one voice. Now, again, they know Border Patrol is popular, so all these Homeland Security shows and all these shows brainwashing the kids, they call them Border Patrol, but then they practice taking on vets and confiscating guns. And this goes on all over the nation, not just with the Boy Scouts. There it is. Right there. This is what they're gearing up for. They admit it. And I don't think listeners understand. I'm not just saying that. People email me and say, oh, you're exaggerating. No, this, you know, you heard the retired cop call in from Missouri. He said, no, they've already tried to recruit us in the VFW and the Marine Corps Veterans Group to spy on neighbors and tattle. I've covered and been sent by listeners the videos of the FBI in every town and city has these meetings where they say, we want your community to come volunteer to help look for terrorists. And then when you show up to it, they teach you, all right, we're fighting Al-Qaeda and gun owners and pot dealers, and we're going to spy on people abusing their kids. Did you see your neighbor over the fence spat their kid? Call police. Call CPS. See? So it sounds good. Come here and fight Al-Qaeda that hit us. You get there and they go, okay, Al-Qaeda. I'm going to spend 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda and the next 3 days on veterans. I know some of you are veterans, but you're the good veterans. You're some bad ones.
Well, what it comes down to is they've turned the entire Patriot Act, something that was adopted, you know, to do a good thing. They've turned the entire thing around on the United States people. And it's a gun aimed at us, and we're about to get it.
And they said it was to fight. Go ahead.
I wish we could somehow, I don't know how you could do it, but sponsor some sort of a million-man march on D.C. Let them know we mean
it. Now, here's the problem. I couldn't sponsor a 50,000-person march. It'd probably cost $20,000 to fund. That's why we're having the money bomb tomorrow, because everybody keeps saying, and it's true, I need to do more. And we need the funds to do it. So buy the books, buy the videos, donate, whatever. Just support us. God bless you, sir. We're going to call those phone numbers. And, folks, don't call too much till I've had a chance to call. But it won't matter. The media is going to get a hold of this, and you'll see all these quotes in the news about we can't have veterans with guns. And, these are BATF investigations. I said first hour about this probably has to do with BATF at gun shows. And this will be their excuse to intimidate the VFW and turn them all into snitches. And that's now what he was basically saying. Let's go to more callers. Let's talk to Rob in Texas, and then James, Bill, John, and others. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm a quartermaster at one of the VFWs here in Texas. And I got this email. I posted on one of our forums back on April 22nd. And one of the things I'm kind of wondering about is there's a requirement for the VFWs to report all their ceremonial rifles every 3 years to TACOM. And what raises a question in my mind is why all of a sudden they need to inventory everything. You know, because all these cannons and artillery and everything that the VFW owns except for the ceremonial rifles are all demilled. They're non-functional.
That's right. For those that don't know, when you drive in front of a VFW in a little town, you see an Army tank and a helicopter. If it even has the Gatling gun on the Cobra, or if it even has the main gun, the howitzer on the tank, it's been filled. It's had hot metal poured down into it. It's been spiked. But the issue is, again, there you are the terrorist. This is a way to introduce you to the BATF, introduce you to secret police, where you're intimidated, and you're going to feel good when the BATF and FBI and Homeland Security office says, oh, it's all right. You're not in trouble. We want you to work for us. And you're thinking about a rifle that came up missing 10 years ago, and you're going, all right, what do you need to know? We just want you to fight Al-Qaeda, by the way, and watch your neighbors. No, I'm serious. That's how this goes.
I know. And, I have some concerns with the VFW, especially with the DHS report, calling all of us veterans terrorists. The VFW was, I saw the memo from the national commander, and they were basically supporting the government's decision to do this.
I remember that. I remember when the VFW came out on TV and said, I know it seems strange to say the veterans are the number one threat, not even Al-Qaeda, and gun owners are number two, and then Al-Qaeda. Evil vets, evil gun owners, Al-Qaeda. And that was on national news going, but veterans are bad. They're dangerous.
Right, so, and I don't appreciate that. And the American Legion...
Is that because you're with Al-Qaeda, sir? We may have to take you in. We may have to take you in for a little bit of waterboarding to make sure. By the way, they're now waterboarding marijuana suspects. I have the mainstream news article. And if you're against waterboarding, maybe you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, do you see how this whole thing works now?
Oh, yeah. The whole problem is the American public in general is in denial of what's going on. They think that, oh, everything's going to be okay. We're going to turn around and vote Republican or do something to where our government isn't going to walk all over us. I don't see that happening.
No. When the Republicans are in power, the right foot steps forward. And then when the Democrats are in power, the left foot steps forward. Can't we look below the leg? I mean, past the legs of the body in the New World Order? You got these international bankers are the body. Northcom's their arms. The IRS is their mouth to devour us. And they just sprouted a new mouth. That's the green taxes, the carbon tax, and sprouting a new mouth, the new oil tax. And it's just a bunch of mouths cramming us into it. And we debate the legs all day instead of the body and the arms and the head. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, and they're just grabbing whole families, grabbing farms, ranches. They grabbed GM and just went, and paid
right.
to send it overseas.
Well, the whole thing, is until this starts affecting the average everyday person, they're just not going to pay attention, no matter how many people are calling attention to this.
As long as they do it incrementally, the cowards aren't going to wake up. Look, the cowards are saying Bilderberg doesn't exist, Global Bank doesn't exist, even when it's in hundreds of newspapers, because previously they were told it didn't exist, so they'll look at me and say, I don't care if the news says it's real. It ain't real, and you're a kook.
Yeah, and that's what they... Well, even on my forums, they treat the info warriors as a bunch of kooks, which, kind of offends me.
Well, they love being slaves. I mean, it's a religion to submit, a religion to make excuses. Their 501c3 churches are under federal control publicly. We broke it 2 years before it was national news, training them to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps. I mean, they're training everybody to get ready for the FEMA camps. I mean, they're really planning to do this. And they're going to take everything you got, all you stupid good old boys.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. E-Foods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Huge news blitz is coming up, just tons of vital info. Waterboarding marijuana suspects. Government now saying they're going to do that. Notice they say, oh, we're not spying on you. Then, oh, we are spying, but it's only offshore Al-Qaeda. And the courts and Congress say they can have no more Fourth Amendment. And they say, yeah, we're going to spy on everybody for everything. And, oh, we can waterboard? That's not torture? We're going to waterboard you for anything we want. They already have pressure compliance, pain compliance, where they court ruled last week in the U.S. They can taser you to make you talk, to make you give DNA. Oh, that's not torture. 50,000 volts into somebody when they don't answer your questions. And they say to make you talk, but it's not torture. Incredible pain, excruciating pain. You know, when he's electrocuting Winston Smith in 1984, O'Brien is. It's not torture. No! And that's exactly what O'Brien would say. This isn't torture. This is medical aid I'm giving you, Winston. Oh, let me pull that tooth out with pliers. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not torture. And again, oh, there's not a world government. We're just announcing it. You know, oh, the veterans, we're going to SWAT team you if you don't report it, that old cannon you've got from the Civil War. This is about making the military. Veterans, you're going to be sub-citizens now. You're going to be spied on, hated, watched, not able to own firearms. It's all being announced. It's all. I told you years ago you were the number one terror threat to Homeland Security. I've been to the training drills. NORTHCOM is for you, and it's for me, a gun owner. And you were going along with it, going, yeah, fuck them brown al-Qaedas. Those brown al-Qaedas work for the bankers. Let's go ahead and go to James in the U.K., then Bill, John, Mark, and others. Go ahead, James.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. Firstly, I'm going to have to apologize to you, so I didn't know you only wanted to talk vets today, so I can't listen to you live.
Well, that's okay. Since you're here, go ahead.
Firstly, I wanted to bring to your attention a big news article we've got here today on Sky News, and the headline is London Police Accused of Water Torture, and I emphasize the word torture, where basically six London police officers have been suspended for waterboarding four drug suspects. Because
yeah, same thing here. No, everybody's going to be tortured. They're going to increase the tasers from 50,000, was it watts or volts, to 70,000. And they are going to make you on airplanes wear a shock necklace and shock bracelet. Homeland Security announced it. People didn't believe it. In fact, guys, YouTube taser bracelets for air travel. And then the company that did this, Homeland Security, is considering making you wear, and it's like, it's freedom. Everybody gets a shock necklace in America. What are you with al-Qaeda? I mean, it's just total. How is that not insanity that we'll all be wearing shock necklaces and bracelets? Does that sound like freedom?
Nothing surprises me in this world anymore.
No, I'm not kidding, sir. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding about this.
They'd just shoot us in the head if they could.
Well, that's next. Well, they do that in Fallujah if you don't have your ID in order. I have Tom Brokaw right before he retired saying they line the families up. They don't have the cards. They're all shot. God is my witness. I have Tom Brokaw saying that. I played it 4 or 5 years. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. You go ahead and make your point.
Basically, I just wanted to bring the article to everyone's attention. If they want to Google it, the headline is London Police Accused of Water Torture. And also, I wanted to, I know you've got quite a few UK listeners, and I wanted them to point them into the direction of a new website we've released for UK people, Against the World New World Order. And the URL is www.freeyourmindnow.tk. Because basically, we realized there wasn't any real sites targeted for the UK people, and British people have a huge tendency to go, oh, the New World Order, yeah, that's that thing trying to take over America and trying to take the New World out of the sentence and just say, oh, that's just America. So we wanted to bring awareness into this country as well. So just wanted to plug that website as well.
All right, well, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in one more and then continue after the break. Let's talk to Bill in Connecticut, probably another evil gun owner. Terrorist, do you own a firearm, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Do you own a firearm?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got a terrorist. I'm serious. You are, according to the federal government, a terrorist. Number one threat. NORTHCOM is for you. Terrorist, what do you have to say?
I'm a scary guy. In any case, hey, Alex, I just wanted to point out a couple things to you here that you've said on a few other shows, and I can't believe this. I was sitting there reading yesterday, doing my laundry, in The Economist, okay? In The Economist, they turn around on, I don't have the page here, but it's in their new technology thing. The spies in the skies, military technology, the blimps equipped with remote sensing. This is in The Economist.
Doesn't exist. Economist doesn't exist either, sir. You're having a mass schizophrenic event with me right now. None of this video of troops confiscating guns, preparing for it, not real either. Stay there. Stay with us. I want to hear the rest of it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Okay, for about 10 minutes or so, I got We Are Change LA, who are just kicking butt. They've confronted General Richard Myers, Vice President Joe Biden, ex-CFR President Lindsey Glebe, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, LAPD Chief Bratton three times, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, CIA Case Officer Robert Baer, General Wesley Cart, Summer Redstone, CIA Director Michael V. Hayden, what an effeminate demon, Philip Shinnon, Representative Grace Napolitano, L.A. City Council Scott McClellan, Mike Revelle, Simon Wiesenthal Center, David Frum, Jane Harmon, Mitt Romney. They confronted the Simon Wiesenthal Center because they went before Congress and said, anybody who's a 9/11 truth is a Nazi Al-Qaeda. We got the video in Congress. They said, architects and engineers of 9/11 truth hate Jews. Nothing to do. We don't talk about. They're the ones pushing anti-Semitism. And it makes people go, ooh, why are you covering up 9/11? It interjects it into it. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. I wanted to finish up with a caller, if he's still there. Who was I talking to? Bill in Connecticut? Okay, Bill, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
hold on
just a second, though. Listen, it's not, ooh, Alex told me about secret surveillance blimps and now the news admits it. It's been admitted. It's just I go on national shows and they laugh at me and say, he believes there's big blimps. Everybody knows they're flying saucers. And I go, no, it's a government homeland security blimp. Here's the government purchase order. And the media laughs. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I just,
I just found it amazing. I mean, I'm sitting there doing my laundry, and I said, oh, my God, that's the same thing that was on Alex Jones' show. I was going, you got to be kidding. Anyway, there's one other thing I wanted to point out here today on today's MSNBC.com. Okay? The other story that you were talking about pertaining to the grandmother who was zapped by the cop in Austin.
Yes. Yes.
This is on. I'm looking at it right now. Today's MSNBC.com. They say here, great-grandmother dared the cop to taser. So he did. And they have the film. It says, woman 72 refused to sign traffic ticket. An argument and then a zap.
And then she finally submitted and said, I'll do it. And that's when he zapped her. And the mainstream media, they just released this 2 days ago. We were talking about weeks ago before they released it. And, of course, his story is not exactly what he said, and her story isn't exactly what she said. That's normally how it is. But the issue is the media loves it, legitimizing, look, tasering women for not signing tickets is good. And that message
is... excessive force, man.
Well, look, pretty soon they're going to line well women up and blow their heads off.
Right.
And if the yuppies think that's going to get them some money, they'll do it.
Right.
So you got to worry about the government and then the sheep. The sheep are very dangerous.
Right. Well, the other thing I wanted to just mention real quick, when I called you the other week with when you had Jesse Ventura on, did I hear him correctly? I mean, was he like selling out, sitting there saying, give me the post in Cuba so I can go down there and drink rum and smoke cigars and I'll do whatever you say? Was that what he was saying?
I didn't hear him say that. I mean, it's a joke saying I would love to be the first ambassador to Cuba.
Okay.
And I mean, in a way, he's saying... He's obsessed with scuba diving and the beach and surfing.
Sure.
And so the joke was,
he takes the job.
Yeah, he's saying no. It was in the body of discussion. I mean, it's all the connotation it's in. It's all how it's framed. He's saying we ought to open up Cuba. 50 years of sanctions is stupid. I'll be the first ambassador. So it was a joke. But okay. I bet if he was offered it, he'd take it. Yeah. Because
yeah,
he agrees with that policy. And I would tell Jesse take that post because then we'd have a 9/11 truther as the ambassador to Cuba and we could have him on the show and get even more influence.
Right.
I don't think it's a sellout.
All right. No, that's cool. I just, when I was hearing that, I was like going, whoa, are you kidding? So.
Well, I mean, I don't think he said I'm going to sell out. He said, give me the post in Cuba.
Right. Anyway, all right.
Well, we all know it's not going to happen, so let's not hold our breath.
There you go. Anyways, I'm going to send you some money for your money bomb, and keep up the good work. You're doing a hell of a job.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it. Yeah. What is 30,000 times? What's 30,000 times 12? Or 30 times 12? What's 30 times 12? $360,000 a year in IT bills. Here at this office, $360,000. Over $20,000 of that is bandwidth and then the two IT guys. Folks, I mean, I have to sit here and hustle just to... It's like a locomotive going towards the New World Order on the tracks. And I'm shoveling coal in. And so I end up spending my time trying to make the money to pay for websites getting millions of views a week. To pay to serve out... What's 150,000 free podcasts 6 days a week? What's six times 150,000? That's almost a million four-hour podcasts. That, you know, that costs a lot of money. I mean, that's where... I mean, literally, I've got a decent house and a decent car. You know, it's a Chrysler car, nothing fancy. And that is that much of my money. I mean, eating decent food, taking care of my kids and my wife is that much. Here's the money this operation makes. Here's the money this operation makes. Here's the money I'm keeping. That's how I can get up here and ask for money. And then people say, on YouTube, man, he doesn't look like a televangelist asking for money. Now, he looks sincere because I am sincere. I'm sincerely waging war on the New World Order. I'm sincerely risking my life. I'm sincerely taking on the globalist. I'm sincerely breaking massive news story after massive news story. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are treasures. They are treasures. because we can break major stories. You heard the caller earlier, I have no reason to doubt him, saying a month ago he posted on their forum the VFW order to register all their firearms and old equipment for basically for confiscation down the road by the BATF. And I'm sure he did. The point is, we got it, we put it out, now it's big. Whatever we put out ends up in the news because we do the research, we have the documents, we make the phone calls, we put it out, it breaks. Do you know the value of being able to warn people about federal and state legislation that's bad? There were people for weeks fighting this bill that had passed the House going to the governor's desk to be able to kidnap people's kids with no Fourth Amendment, with no judge, jury, order, nothing, without parents even being told ever. Just, where's my kid? I don't know. Snatch and grab, like CIA and Abu Ghraib. Literal, you know, snatch and grab type ops. They grab your kid, they're in a van, gone. We put that up Friday, and then it was all over the news and everywhere this week. I mean, literally, the Wall Street Journal is doing a big cover story on me. Psychology Today is a bunch of other big papers. And, of course, they're going to be hit pieces, but I can't turn them down because then, you know, they'll just be their side. None of what I have to say will be in there. And they'll say, Alex refused to be, you know, talked to for this. But they're saying, why are you so big? Why is everybody talking about you? Why is there this buzz everywhere? And, folks, it is everywhere. I can go to Alabama. I can go to New York. I can walk into the first restaurant I go into. I can walk out on the beach in South Texas and people walk up. My uncle was telling me in East Texas that, and he doesn't go to the store, but maybe once a week. He's a farmer and keeps the ranch up and things. And he said just everywhere he went, because there's a station 50 miles out or something that goes into that area of East Texas, an affiliate. And he said there's just buzz everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. I mean, folks, this radio show, the websites, the films, I'm going to We Are Change in a moment. I'm sorry I'm late getting to them. This is all just absolutely amazing. And I know I babble. I know I stutter. I know I'm goofy. I know I act stupid. I know, but I'm real, folks. And I've got a good brain, and I understand what the enemy's doing. I understand what they're doing a lot better. I'm a lot better at that than my communication skills, which people seem to think are pretty good. I think they're not that good. And I get your criticisms. A lot of it's legitimate. I know. I'm a sorry excuse for a human being. But I'm doing the best I can. And I'll take 100% of this money bomb. And depending on how much comes in, I'll hire a couple video editors, a couple webmasters, a moderator for the site, maybe more if we have some, or I'm going to shut down the comments. It's getting really dangerous, the setups and things that are going on there. We are going to maybe even get the space next to us, which is available. The economy's falling apart around here, so the warehouse space next to us that I couldn't afford a year ago or when we signed the lease or signed the lease about 10 months ago, it's now almost, it's a little over a third, about 40% of the price it was a year ago. So I said, oh, I can't get more space. But now they haven't leased it, and it's sitting there. I need that room to do the official TV studio. Look at all we've done. So tomorrow, tonight at midnight, start giving. And in the morning, we'll put the numbers in. You can see throughout the day how much is coming in. There's going to be a phone number. You can give multiple places, credit card, PayPal. And it will all go to equipment and expanding what we're doing. And you will see within months the measurable change and the expansion of what we're doing here. And look, I've pledged my name, my blood, my sacred honor, everything on fighting the New World Order. I don't have a choice now. I'm going in 110%. And I don't like having to do all this extra work. I don't enjoy having to hire new people and worry if they're feds trying to set me up, because that stuff goes on, folks. I don't enjoy at this point being in the spotlight, because now it's dangerous. It was fun 10 years ago and still a little bit dangerous, but now it's, you know, now it's white knuckle. It's, man, this is real. This is, I am now with the enemy, fully aware of who I am, concerned about me, and they'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and think nothing of it. So we're going to We Are Change in a moment. I've done 2 hours and 44 minutes and haven't plugged on air any of the sponsors, and these are the folks that make the show possible. If we made enough off the money bomb, even though these are great sponsors, you wouldn't hear them here because I'd rather just cover news. But here are the sponsors making the show possible. One of them is Acola Blue. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water for the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. They got bigger ones if you want them. Generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, toxins, neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water. And it's just a really great system. Give them a call. Get your atmospheric water generator today. 1-800-691-6043. Get off the grid. Get self-sufficient. You know there's no fluoride in this, boys and girls, because it doesn't come out of a water system, even if you try to filter it. Normal stuff's hard to get it out. 800-691-6043 or ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com today. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is eFoods Direct, the best storable foods company out there where I have chosen to get my storable foods. I bought them a few other places and didn't like what I got with MSG and fillers. This is high-quality stuff, very inexpensive, great price. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And you can get a free brochure, watch their free videos online about all the great food products and lines and stoves and water filters and all the other great stuff they've got. Call and get a free brochure today. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait on your family's future and security. eFoodsDirect.com, that's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. And as I said, check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I got these guys on here with us. Got Walter Williams, the economist, coming on at the start of the next hour. It's only got 10 minutes of airtime with our guys, so I appreciate them joining us. Bruno Brewiler, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Jeremy joins us as well, and Stuart Howe. And there's a whole bunch of folks, one of the most active We Are Change. These are just grassroots groups. You believe 9/11 is an inside job, government-sponsored terror, you want to defeat the New World Order, you can create your own We Are Change. There's no central group. I get calls saying, are you the head of We Are Change? Are you secretly running? No. I don't even know 99% of these people. These are volunteers out asking real questions at media events. General Myers is quite a snake. Stuart Howe, Bruno, Jeremy, I've got this video. We posted it days ago. I know it's at We Are Change, LA, WACLA.org, but we're going to play some of it after the break. But in a nutshell, why was it so important? Whoever wants to speak up first, go ahead. Maybe Stuart wasn't there, but Bruno was. I know Jeremy was. But you guys have been at many other events as well, confronting people. Why was this important? Who is General Myers, for people that don't know?
This is Jeremy.
Go for it, Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Alex, for having us on, and appreciate all the good work that you're doing. Richard Myers was the acting head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on 9/11, while the real head was out of town, like many other important people on that day. And since that day, he's changed his story numerous times about where he was when the building that he operates out of, the Pentagon, was hit. And he doesn't.
And Cheney has changed his story too, repeatedly. But go ahead.
And he doesn't appear to desire to really clear his whole role in all of this up. He doesn't want to come really clean about all of these mimetic war games and terror drills that were occurring at the same time that the terror attacks actually were pulled off. So at this point, he's at the very least, he's considered a suspect in the 9/11 Black Ops.
Oh, I'll say it. No way he wasn't involved. He was in there making sure NORAD stood down. That's on record. I'll say it. General Myers is complicit.
I'm with
That's
you,
why we labeled him a criminal, even though the justice system has not yet brought him to justice.
Hold on. One at a time. We got two folks talking, and I'm getting a little bit of static on these lines. Who was jumping in there?
Bruno, this is Bruno. I just want to agree that we need to call the criminals out for who they are. He's a 9/11 criminal. And that's how we labeled the video. General Myers is a 9/11 criminal.
Yeah. Who's got the crackly line there, or is somebody on the same line together?
Not sure.
That's Bruno's line. Bruno, I'm going to let you go in a moment, but I want to have you guys back up for a full hour soon because your line's bad. But we'll come back to the other two guys after the break. Bruno, are you still there? I was going to let him go after he finished his point. Go ahead.
I think we need to call out all the criminals for who they are. Call them criminals. They are not. We've reached a threshold in the 9/11 Truth Movement. People, it's growing quickly. These people are getting scared, and let's just call them what they are. They're treasonous, traitors, 9/11 criminals, and let's not be nice about it anymore.
Yeah, there's no doubt they stood down NORAD. There's no doubt they ran the exact drills, the exact targets being hit at the exact time. Bruno, you had a lot of courage. So did Jeremy and Stuart Howe as well, counting countless others confronting them. I mean, to go into this crowd and then these neocons assault you as you agree to leave. They hit you, punch you, and cuss at you and hit you hard with pleasure and enjoyment.
It's true.
Yeah, it's sick. But we kind of knew that was going to happen when we went in. And it's just part of, you know, you have to, you know, the intensity of the moment, it's so rewarding just to stand up and tell the truth. And I handed out Oathkeeper cards to many people, veterans in the audience, before I stood up. If people aren't aware of what Oathkeepers are, you should look it up, because police officers, military are responding really positively to that. So that's growing.
Well, if I've ever seen spook and bad intelligence people, those were old retired spooks that were attacking you. And just shameful people. Stay there, gentlemen. I want to come back to you and briefly get into what happened while you were there and tell folks to go to the website, wacla.org. My site's your prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. I am Alex Jones, and I was there at the beginning of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and I pray to be there at the end when these criminals are brought to justice. Stay with us.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
I'm going to have the folks from We Are Change LA on for a full hour. I got to get Luke on, too, from New York. Just all of them are so great. In closing, we let Bruno go because of his bad line. Bruno really got roughed up by these guys, but they were so cowardly. They're saying get out, but they're trying to hold him there for the police. Get out! And they hold you so they can get you for trespassing at a public event, or he actually bought a ticket for it, and then shoving him. Finishing up, Bruno and is gone, but Jeremy and Stuart Howe, both very articulate, great research. I'm familiar with both of your work. Met Stuart a few times. Finish up with what happened in this event.
So this is Jeremy, and so Bruno stood up and called out General Richard Myers and asked him how we could trust him when he's clearly contradicted his own stories around 9/11. And then quickly he was booed, and a private individual was the primary one to try to push him out as he tried to warn people about their freedoms being taken away. And then he was taken out, and then a few moments later, I couldn't handle it because they were applauding and they were apologizing to the alleged general for him having to deal with this. And so I couldn't take it. So I stood up and I said, that man was telling the truth. He has changed his story. And at that point, the same private individual came over and dragged me out into the aisle and then gave me a chokehold and pulled me out while I asked whether this was America and whether he was a patriot. And then when we finally got out, he told me there were children in there. He was disturbed that I had made him do violence in front of the children. So it was a very interesting sort of.
Now that's always the mental illness of a tyrant, is to then say you hurt children. Oh, I just took you to a FEMA camp. You made me do this. You're so bad. What a little punk, you know.
But what was great was that once we got outside, one lone, proud citizen came out and verified to the police that I had been choked and that many of the people in the audience had been clapping. So not that he agreed with my action, but he stood up for my right to take that action. So it's always the lone individual who stands up who becomes the bastion of freedom in the future.
Yeah, or the cops were going to take you to jail for daring to buy a ticket and then go in and ask a question at an event, and you were going to go to jail for being choked. That's how the twisted justice works now in this country, but people are standing up and saying no.
Right. And we realized later that I failed to give the direct command to the police officers to go in and apprehend the man, saying that I wanted to press charges.
Yeah, you got to tell him you must. I'm filing a complaint. I've been assaulted. You've got to tell him to go after him. Real fast, anything from Stuart about what's happening?
Well, thanks, Alex. I was in the periphery on this one, but I'm just so proud of everybody in Change. It's just we all have our opportunities to stand up when we can, how we can. The way you put it before we came on I thought was great. You know, this is real, and we're genuine people doing our best because of the weight and the gravity of the importance of what's going on. So, you know, I'm just, thrilled about what's going on, not only with us out here, but across the country. You know, at every opportunity, people are standing up and saying the emperor wears no clothes, and we're just doing our best, man.
And what it comes down to in the final equation is, you know, you're good out there. You know, those of you listening, that you are a patriot, that you're not New World Order, that, you know, that you have great ideas. Become leaders. Go to press conferences. Ask real questions. Start a blog. Get involved. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is for good men and women to do nothing. Well, the website's WACLA.org, WACLA.org, WeAreChangeLA.org. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to have you guys all on for a full hour next week to break down all the great work you're doing and talk more. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with Walter Williams. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.